Title: Blend an Amen Style Chop with DJ Friendly Structure in Ableton Live 12 for Beginners. Alright, let's build a proper drum and bass groove in Ableton Live 12 that has that classic Amen break attitude, but arranged in a way that a DJ can actually mix. We're going for jungle flavor, modern roll, and clean 16 and 32 bar phrasing. Stock devices only. By the end, you'll have a chopped Amen style break you can play like an instrument, kick and snare layer that gives it club weight, and an arrangement with a real intro, a build, a drop, and an outro. Let's go. First, project setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'm choosing 174 as a nice center point. Time signature is 4/4. Now switch to arrangement view, and make sure your grid is set so you can do precise edits. Start at a 16th note grid. We'll refine later, but 1/16 is the sweet spot for Amen logic. One mindset thing before we touch audio. Drum and bass arrangement lives in 16 and 32 bar blocks. If you learn nothing else today, learn to count phrases. It's the difference between cool loop and track that mixes. Next, bring in your break. Ideally, a licensed Amen break sample or any tight acoustic break that feels similar. Drag it onto a new audio track. Click the clip. Go down to the clip view and turn warp on. For breakbeats, start with warp mode set to beats. Set preserve to 1/16. If it gets too choppy or glitchy, try 1/8, but begin at 1/16, because we want crisp transients. Your goal here is simple. The loop plays on grid without smearing. Turn on the metronome and listen. You want that main snare to land confidently on beat 2 and beat 4. If it's drifting, fix the warp markers now, because everything you do later depends on this beating tight. Now we turn the break into something we can actually play. Right-click the warped audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing settings, slice by transients and create one slice per transient. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices, and it'll also generate a MIDI clip that recreates the original groove. This is a huge beginner win. You get the classic chopped break workflow without manually cutting audio and dealing with tiny fades, and you can rearrange hits like jungle edits, but still keep it musical. Quick 2-minute cleanup step that people skip, and it always bites them later. Open the drum rack and audition the pads. Identify your main snare slice, the main kick slice if it exists, a closed hat, maybe a ride or shaker texture, and a quieter ghost snare texture slice. If one slice contains two hits, like a flam, or a long tail that smears when you repeat it, open that slice in Simpler and shorten it using the length control. You can also add a tiny fade if needed. This makes stutters sound tight instead of messy. Now let's make it roll like an Amen edit, without rewriting the whole thing. Double-click the MIDI clip. Set your MIDI grid to 1/16, and keep triplet grid available, but we're not going fully triplet. We're doing tiny doses. Here's the beginner-safe approach. Keep the original groove, then add two classic jungle moves. Move A is ghost notes before the snare. Find where the main snare is hitting. Usually it's the loudest transient slice, and it's the one that feels like the backbeat. Add 1 to 3 quiet notes 1/16 before beat 2, and 1/16 before beat 4. These are your little leading taps. Keep the velocities low. Think 25 to 55 for ghost hits, and around 90 to 110 for the main snare. Velocity is your mix knob here. Instead of EQing every micro hit, decide what's foreground and what's background. Main snare and maybe one hat texture are foreground. Ghost textures stay consistently quieter so the groove feels intentional. Move B is the stutter or shuffle. Pick a mid-energy slice, like a hat, a ride, or a quiet snare texture. Add two quick notes close together, like onto adjacent 16th steps in the middle of the bar. For example, somewhere around beat 3. The exact placement isn't sacred, but the rule is, keep it subtle so it feels like movement, not an obvious flam. And a big rule of thumb: don't overchop. If every bar becomes a puzzle, you lose the groove. Jungle feels wild, but the engine underneath is steady. Now let's add swing using Groove Pool, because this is one of the fastest ways to get that human push without wrecking timing. Open the Groove Pool from the browser. Try Swing Grooves or MPC style grooves. Drag a groove onto your MIDI clip. Start gently, timing around 10 to 20%. Velocity influence at 0 to 10%, optional. Random at 0 to 5%. Just a touch. Listen carefully. Rolling DNB likes tight swing. If your groove starts feeling late or sluggish, your timing amount is too high. Reduce it until it still feels urgent. Now we're going to modernize the impact. Classic breaks are full of character, but they often don't have consistent low-end punch on club systems. So we layer, create a new MIDI track for a kick layer, load a drum rock or a simpler with a clean DNB kick, short and punchy. Program a simple pattern, kick on beat 1, optionally add a second kick on beat 3 if it fits your vibe, but don't overcomplicate yet. Then create another MIDI track for a snare layer. Choose a snare with some body in the 180 to 220 Hz zone, and a crack in the 2 to 5k Hz zone. Program it on beats 2 and 4. This is the core concept. The break is texture and motion. The layers are the spine. If the break gets busy, your track still punches consistently. Now we shape the break with a simple stock processing chain. On your break track, or on the break group if you've grouped it, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz with a steep slope to remove rumble that competes with sub and kick. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it's dull, try a very gentle boost around 6 to 10 kHz, 1 to 3 dB. Small moves. Next, add drum bus. Use it like seasoning, not like a flamethrower. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch around 0 to 10%. Boom very carefully, 0 to 10%. Usually around 50 to 70 Hz, but watch your low end. If the top gets fizzy, use damp to tame it. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're gluing, not flattening. For the kick and snare layers, keep processing simple. On the kick, EQ out unnecessary highs if it's too clicky, maybe roll off above 10 kHz. On the snare, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz depending on the sample, so it doesn't fight the kick and bass. Coach tip, if your layered snare suddenly feels weaker when it plays with the break, that's usually timing alignment. Use track delay on the snare layer and nudge it earlier by 5 to 15 milliseconds, then recheck. If it gets worse, go the other direction. You're listening for maximum crack without that hollow facey feeling. Now let's build the DJ-friendly structure. This is where your idea becomes mixable. In arrangement view, create locators. Put one at bar 1 for intro, bar 17 for build, bar 33 for drop, bar 65 for switch or change, bar 81 for outro, and label them clearly with the bar count and function so you don't accidentally create weird 12 bar sections. Something like 1 intro 16, 17 build 16, 33 drop 1 32, 65 switch 8, 81 outro 16. Let's write the intro first. Bars 1 through 16. DJs love an intro that gives clear drums without too much chaos. A great method is information drip. Every 4 bars, reveal one new frequency range. So start with hats or light percussion for bars 1 to 4. Then bars 5 to 8. Introduce a filtered hint of the break. Put an auto filter on the break and set it to low pass. Start the cutoff around 500 Hz to 1 kHz. Then slowly open it across the intro so by bar 16 it's up around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep the kick and snare layers minimal or even off in the early intro. Tension is your friend. Now the build. Bar 17 to 32. Bring in more of the break, maybe still slightly filtered. Bring in the snare layer quietly or only on key hits at first. If you want, add a simple riser, even just noise with an auto filter sweep. The goal is energy ramp, not a completely new drum pattern. Now the drop at bar 33. Full break, kick layer, snare layer, and bass if you have it, even a placeholder sub. Add an impact like a crash. And here's the key moment. Remove that filter so it feels like the track opens instantly. That contrast is what makes the drop feel big. Arrangement upgrade idea. Do a simple pre-drop fakeout. 2 bars before the drop, remove the kick layer. Keep just the break and hats. Then 1 beat before the drop, do a quick mute or a short reverb tail, and slam back on the downbeat. It's minimal effort, maximum O factor. Then your outro, last 16 bars. Keep it mix-friendly. Trip the bass first. Keep drums steady. Reduce your candy and crazy fills. You can filter the breakdown slightly over the final 16 bars so it naturally clears space for the next track in a DJ mix. Now let's add fills, because this is how you stop it sounding like a loop. Add small fills at the ends of phrases. Bar 8, 16, 32, 64. Beginner fill ideas. A 1-beat stutter by repeating a snare slice 2 to 4 times at 1/16, a reverse cymbal leading into the drop, or a safe tape stop illusion, where you quickly automate auto filter cutoff down and pull volume down for the last quarter bar. Coach tip, Commit one signature fill and reuse it every 16 bars. Consistency reads like a record. Randomness reads like a sketch. If you want a slightly more pro feel without extra complexity, make two versions of your chopped break, and a clip that's cleaner, and a B clip that has extra ghost notes and one extra stutter. Alternate them every 8 bars. It stays predictable for DJs, but it moves for listeners. Before we wrap, let's quickly avoid the common traps. If your break sounds blurry, your warp mode or preserve setting is wrong. Beats mode and the right preserve value usually fixes it. If your track sounds thin, you probably need that kick and snare backbone. Let the break be character, not the whole foundation. If your groove feels slow, you use too much swing. Reduce groove pull timing. If your arrangement feels confusing, you're probably not sticking to 16 and 32 bar phrasing. Count it out and use locators. And if your top end gets harsh, especially once bass comes in, use a EQ8 with a gentle high shelf around 9 to 12 kHz and pull it down a bit on the drop. Small automation moves can save your ears. Mini practice challenge. 20 minutes. Slice a break to a drum rock by Transients. Make a 4-bar loop where you keep the original groove and add ghost notes before the snare on bars 2 and 4. Layer a kick on 1 and a snare on 2 and 4. Add EQ8, drum bus, and glue lightly on the break. Then arrange 16 bars of intro and 16 bars of drop. Intro is filtered break plus hats. Drop is full break plus layers. Export a quick bounce and listen on headphones and small speakers. Success sounds like this. The groove rolls, the snare feels consistent even when the break gets busy, and the intro and outro feel clean enough that you can imagine a DJ mixing it without stress.